Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Houston, we got a show.
Go Loopos.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
The cream rises to the top, and when it comes to cream in this city, Alex Bregman is the creamiest of them all.
Landry that Locker, sounds a little creepy.
John Lopez.
God, Figgy, save Figgy. That,
Figgy. Let's be a little creepy.
Alex Bregman is the creamiest of them all?
He's the creamiest of the cream. The cream rises to the top. Alex Bregman is
Why do
the
I
creamiest
get a feeling
of them all.
We're going
to
hear that again.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Was it what go. Up, dog?
There you go. Yeah. Mark that, Figgy. Go ahead and mark the hell out of that.
Sports Radio 610.
Pump day.
It is hump day. It's also hype day. In the loop, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. And when it comes to believing hype, you better believe the hype about In the Loop, the number one sports talk show here in the city of Houston. Big show today on a very, very gloomy day. Thank goodness the kids are out of school right now, because it was hellacious enough with limited automobiles on the road, John, to get here. But when it rains in Houston, my gosh, you got to stay off these roads. I was terrified to drive, and a lot of people were more terrified than I. It was a tough commute, but damn it, we made it.
You would think of any city in the country that would learn and know how to drive in the rain and wet roads and flooding. By the way, shout out to Jeff Lindner, the guy who became a superstar from I guess he's the Harris County Flood Association. Looks like he's lost a couple of LBs. You know the guy that would always be up there and say, well, this is what the, you know which guy.
No idea what you're
Google
talking
him.
About.
Everybody knows Jeff Lindner.
Figgy, you have any idea what he's
talking
about?
You know who Jeff Lindner is.
Nope.
Yeah,
no,
he's a superstar. Yeah, we'll get him on sometime.
That's definitely next something nobody's talking about.
Shout out to him. He's losing some weight. He's on that John
McClane. Nobody's talking about guys.
Right he's now. On that John McClane diet. Like, he's looking up? Good. He's a superstar.
Like, what's the deal with this?
He's the one that was telling us about the flooding. So you would think we would know how to drive, especially with guys like that helping us, but it just doesn't help.
It doesn't
it's
help.
Crazy.
Stanford Routes going to help us at 1 o'clock. It's hump day, which means my man Stanford Routes going to be here. We're going to ask him about lame duck coaches, which is what Mike D'Antoni is. We're going to ask him how coaches earn respect, and we're going to have the normal fun that we have with him with Stanford Route. We're also going to ask him about the importance of preseason games, because I think you've kind of been hiking your leg on that a little bit, John. So we'll ask Stanford about that. I mentioned hype. There's a lot of hype going on around town. 1020, believe the hype or don't believe the hype with a lot of stuff going on. And there's some drama in Cleveland. They had to face the fire, the Cleveland Browns, during mandatory mini camps. Duke Johnson wants to be traded, and I'm going to tell you why the Texans should trade for him, and I'm going to give you stats. Could I interest you in some stats to convince you of that? And also, we're going to hear from Andre Johnson. The maturation of Andre Johnson is fascinating. You want to talk about someone growing just in front of your very eyes? It's very rare when someone like Andre Johnson, who's established, he's a legend regardless of what happens, when you see him just grow and progress the way in which he has. But it's next level with Andre Johnson, and it almost brings a tear to my eye. And I just can't believe how comfortable Andre Johnson is with his new role. So we'll hear from Andre Johnson as well. And there's also an interesting lawsuit that I find very, very amusing in the NBA. I'd never, if you told me to rank the 6,000 most likely people to be involved in a lawsuit, I don't think this guy would make my 6,000 list. Now, don't make me make that list, John Lopez, as I made you make a list yesterday. But if you had me make a list of 6,000 guys involved in a lawsuit, I don't think this guy would make the list.
I think you are right. I do get the lawsuit, though. We'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about, I stole this. You know, a lot of things on radio you steal.
Well, speak for yourself.
Well, I mean,
I'm an originator.
Everything's kind of done in different ways, and you put twists on things, even the list that we did yesterday of my 25 things. So I saw this in a different context, and the question is, if you could change one moment in sports history,
oh, that's easy for me.
What would you change? Well, we'll see. I'll
let's
ask you that
right
question
now.
Later.
Well,
hold on.
Right now. I want to get rid of it right now.
You want to get rid of it? Well, we're going to actually do more on this a little bit later, and probably in the next hour or so. But you know, like one moment in your sports history, you could change it. What would it be?
Very easy. You want to hear it? I got shingles after this play. This is where I really had to take a step back. I used to be, you know, I used to get a little bit out of control with my fanhood. I literally got shingles after this play. Gave
That's
my
bad.
Roommate full out chicken pox. This is where I honestly, you know, they say you like look in the mirror. I honestly looked in the mirror and I talked to myself and I said, look, you're getting a little too carried away with this. This is the play that I would eliminate if I could eliminate any play in the history of sports.
One timeout left here for Texas Tech. 8 seconds.
Second down now. Deep strike. Got the big man. Crabtree.
What are you doing, Earl?
And touchdown. Red Raiders with a second to go.
I still don't know what hell Earl Thomas was doing on that play. I've watched Earl Thomas play football for damn near a decade and a half.
This is so good.
And I know everybody talks about the dropped interception of Blake Gideon. I can't believe I'm even talking about this right now.
I love this.
But I've been watching Earl Thomas play football for a decade and a half, and I still have no idea what the hell Earl Thomas was doing on that play when Graham Harrell found Michael Crabtree. If you would have just stayed behind him, you would have made the tackle because he wasn't running out of bounds. You would have made that tackle. Texas would have gone to the national championship, and they probably would have lost to Florida, but that's neither here nor there because the bottom line is I don't know what the hell Earl Thomas was doing. And Mack Brown, why aren't you running more time off the clock before that? 2 minutes. You left 2 minutes on the clock for Graham Harrell to find Crabtree.
You're going to get hives again.
I'm okay.
You're going to get hives again.
I'm okay, bro. What is your one moment?
Well, okay, I got two.
You're going to save it for me? You got it.
Well, I've got one in an abstract sense. Like this is always kind of...
Why are you always getting so deep on me, bro?
I'm a deep thinker. I've often wondered... Okay, let me give you my personal one first. Because my personal one, there's no audio of it. If I could change one moment in my sports history, it's not one where I was a fan, it's one where I was a player. The year...
Oh, my God. You're going Uncle Rico on me?
I'm telling you, I'm going Uncle Rico.
Uncle Rico.
It haunted
Good
me.
Lord.
I haven't thought about it much, but it haunted me for 5-6 years, a decade maybe. Let me give you the situation and tell me if you would not agree.
I've never seen you go Uncle Rico.
I've never done it, but you asked me, and I thought of two things. I thought the personal one, and I thought the abstract one. I think that our listeners are going to relate to the personal one and agree with the abstract one. All right. The year is 1979, November 1979.
Good Lord. How old were you?
Wheatley 50? Eagles. The San Antonio Wheatley Eagles have fourth and goal.
God, I can't believe you're doing this.
Fourth and goal at the 2-yard line.
Why are you doing this?
You're going to love it. You're going to love the story. Fourth and goal at the 2-yard line.
You false started.
No, I'm on defense. I'm with the Thomas Edison Golden Bears.
You got a face mask.
I'm on defense. I'm playing inside tackle technique on their right tackle. His name was Kevin Flowers. Ended up playing at SMU. It was really, really good. All right.
Who?
Kevin Flowers.
Yeah, who?
Ended up playing at SMU. Didn't do much after that. All right. So it's fourth and goal at the 2-yard line. One of my best friends, Mark Pavlovsky, is behind me, and he's the linebacker. We all slant to the right, thinking that they're going to run to their strength side. All right. They actually go straight up the middle, straight at me. I wrap my arms around Derek Rowland.
Drug your ass in there.
No, Donald Rowland. Donald Rowland, their running back. I grabbed him. I'm on the ground crawling. He's short of the goal line. Mark Pavlovsky hits him high. He's still short of the goal line. He rolls around, elbow on the ground. Keep in mind, there's no replay. This is 1979. This is when the Oilers.
It's high school, of course. There's
right,
no replay.
Exactly. Elbow hits the ground. He rolls and he like army crawls into the end zone. They give him a touchdown because it was a big pile of people.
I'm going to sit here and say, just based on the D-bag factor that you have going on right now, that I don't think his elbow was really on the ground.
Well,
I think that's revisionist.
His elbow was on the ground.
I think he got in, and I think you're just a little bit
bitter
about
this. We saw the film later. And it was grainy, and it's black and white. Yeah, it was grainy, and it was black and white because this is...
Can you track down this film?
Actually, I would love to do that.
Track down this film.
I would love to do that.
Who would have it?
And Edison High School in San Antonio. And he like army crawls with his two elbows past the line, and they give him a touchdown. Now, we still shared the district championship with him. Had we stopped him, we would have been outright district champions and gone on to play the next round.
What are you doing right now? What are you doing?
Had we stopped him, you asked me. Don't ask a question if you don't want the answer.
I just didn't think it was going to go in this direction.
We stopped him, short. Had we stopped him officially as we did, we would have been outright district champs and gone on the next round. Since we tied him, since he scored, we tied for the district championship, and this is the year when only one team per district went to the playoffs. So since they had the head-to-head, they went to the playoffs. We were 9-1 and didn't go to the playoffs.
What are you doing right now?
The only loss we had all year and didn't go to the playoffs.
What are you doing?
That's heartbreaking.
What are you doing right now?
Haunted me.
How did this happen?
You asked.
How did we get
all right, so that's the personal
one. I thought you were going to – we're supposed to be the show of the people. I thought you were going to do – I didn't know you were
going
to
do this. You can't tell me that's not a heartbreaking story.
I didn't know you were going to do this to me.
Football team
back
goes –
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains? Yeah. Coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions, no doubt. No doubt.
You can go back and look at the record book.
You better believe things.
We were 9-1, didn't go to the playoffs.
I'd have gone pro in a heartbeat. I'd be making millions of dollars and living in a big old mansion somewhere, you know, soaking it up in a hot tub with my soulmate.
I can't believe you.
True story, 100%.
What is going on with you?
I do is tell true stories here. This is the one in the abstract, though, that I've often wondered about as an adult.
And Walker, as he made the tackle, had only the one leg to grab, and apparently Bo Jackson, shaken up a bit, has not gotten to his feet as yet. That was a 34-yard run by Jackson, who does not appear to be seriously injured and gets a big hand from this crowd. What a player.
Bo Jackson getting
hurt. He was seriously
injured.
See,
you redeemed yourself there. Why didn't you just start with that?
Because you asked me.
I cannot believe that I just talked about San Antonio High School football. We need to have a loophole redeem us. Gil, save me, please. Gil, save me. Go ahead. What play would you change?
Two. The Oilers, when them suckers from Frank Wright came back.
Oh, yeah.
Don Beebe running out of bounds. Yeah, that would have been.
That was horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was horrible. Yeah, I mean, we were celebrating. We still had another game, but we had such a good team then.
What else?
And
what else,
we were
Gil?
Celebrating. Shoot, I done lost my train of thought. Hold on.
He's all upset.
I'm going back to way back then. Like, man, that was just horrible. Oh,
how about
dang.
That Edison loss to San Antonio?
No, that wasn't very good. I could care less about San Antonio, but I know the other one. The only reason I say it's okay, because Jim Giovanni became a whatever the he is. They, you know, they
fly slam a jammer. You're talking about
the my
NC
God.
State.
Yeah. Fly slam a jammer was the best college team I ever seen in my life.
I agree with you. That's a real good one.
Man.
I mean, it's not exactly Edison versus Wheatley.
Why are we so depressed right now? We're supposed to be getting over the hump.
But the Bo Jackson one? I've often wondered.
John, don't try to redeem yourself. You've
I don't have to redeem myself. You asked the question.
I asked the question. I didn't want your high school dreams, like, honestly.
It's a fact.
Like
it wasn't a dream. It
really
happened.
Coach Lee.
Both arms, driving him backwards, hits the ground. Bear crawls in. They give him a touchdown because they're bad referees.
I think he was in.
I think Bo Jackson would have been the greatest athlete in history. I think we'd be sitting here talking, and it wouldn't be a question. You know, like Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus, there's a question. Michael Jordan, LeBron James, there's a question. But in terms of greatest athlete in history, I think Bo Jackson, there would be no question. I think he'd be a Hall of Famer in football and a Hall of Famer in baseball.
Yeah, and only if you would have made that tackle. Maybe John Lopez would be in the discussion as well.
Could
you probably would have got
Could
a full
be.
Ride to Texas.
I mean, you don't know.
Tackle. I don't know. It's called the butterfly effect. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. What in the hell are we doing on a Wednesday? There's a lot of hype going on around town, but are we buying it? Believe or don't believe the hype next.
Don't believe the hype.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.